The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
In Rockland, California, Jillian Benzel asked her students in class, she's a teacher, if a group of students nationwide or even locally decided, I want to walk out of a school for 17 minutes and go into the quad area and protest abortion, would that be allowed by our administration? For asking that question, she is now on administrative leave. They made sure she they expressed their displeasure with her question immediately, and she joins us now from Rockland, California. Jillian, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you, Glenn.
What do you teach? What subject?
Okay, so I teach advanced placement U.S. history. I teach a dual enrollment class, which is basically a college course on the high school campus in conjunction with our, it's a Sierra College, which is our local junior college.
Okay, so is
I do have my master's degree in history, so I'm teaching a college course on our campus.
So isn't this an appropriate question to ask, and not a political question, but a question about the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and what, the Fourth Amendment?
Well, I'm going to also throw in the Sixth Amendment. I think there's something called due process of law. If I remember my stipulations of the Sixth Amendment, you're supposed to be proven, I think, innocent until proven guilty. And basically, when I got a call at 8:30 a.m. on the morning of the protest, when they had ample time 2 days prior, when I had been on campus to, you know, interview me, ask me questions.
What are they accusing you of doing?
At this point, because we had a meeting yesterday, basically, I just want to clarify, I was not told until yesterday afternoon. So 8:30 Wednesday morning, don't come in. You're on administrative leave. I kept calling. I need to know why, what's going on. And they released a statement to the local news as to why I was. And the statement apparently read that it said some students and parents were upset with the dialogue that I had in class. And again, Glenn, I know you are a statistics man. I love statistics. I have over 120 students, two students. So I think that's 1%, less than 1%, and one parent, which I'm going to presume is probably a parent of the student. They went down and apparently were uncomfortable or didn't like that I brought up abortion or that I was challenging the protest.
Oh, my gosh.
But two students was enough to get me on administrative leave. They didn't corroborate those students' stories with, say, another couple of my own students.
Are you just being accused of making students uncomfortable by talking about the Constitution and constitutional rights?
I'm not sure what the wording. I'd have to look at the statement because they're kind of redacting most of this. They said in the meeting yesterday, this is not a disciplinary issue. We're just continuing to investigate. And I said, what on earth are you talking about? You can't investigate after you have basically criminalized me in front of my entire community. I've been teaching here for 20 years. I have an unscathed reputation. And you basically just put me at guilty. And then now you want to come back and ask me questions. Like it's
Jillian, I only have a minute. I'd like to talk to you again after the weekend. But do you have support locally, and how can we help nationally?
Oh, that's very kind. I think just the fact that you are interested and you called would probably be enough. I mean, I'm receiving an incredible amount of support from the community, and honestly, the most endearing thing about this is students from my past, like who I've spoken and taught before. They and their parents are writing letters and sending me emails, so I'm a little overwhelmed with the support, to be honest with you.
Good.
I just appreciate your time.
Oh my gosh. Jillian, I said, awesome. We talked about this yesterday, and I said, this is a reason to stay in school is because of teachers like you that are not trying to teach kids what to think, but how to think. How to think.
Absolutely.
Thank you
That's
so much
all
for.
I would ask you.
Thank
Absolutely.
You, especially in that den of viper. One more question.
Yes.
Is your union supporting you?
I must say that my union president was there with me, and she was fantastic. So, yes, they are.
Oh, well, that's unbelievable. Thank you. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
Julianne,
yes.
God bless, and we will continue to follow your story.
Thank
you. You bet. Okay. Bye-bye. Boy, you imagine being a teacher in California?
Oh, my gosh.
How alone and how crazy. But that's, I think that's good news, what she said about the support, and it was only two students. You know, I think that's
just
good
the reaction
news.
Is ridiculous. I mean, you set up those circumstances, and it's a completely ridiculous set of reactions.
Okay.
She should not be just thrown out.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.